Back to school can be stressful for the whole family, not just students. So today, pediatrician Dr. Shipra Sharma will discuss back to school readiness and school year steadiness. Welcome to Total Health Talks, your Cook County Health Podcast, where we empower your journey to better health. I'm your host, Maggie McKay, and today we're going to talk with Dr. Sharma about how to prepare and stay on course for a successful back-to-school experience. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Sharma.
Thanks, Maggie. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
So today we want to share some strategies for a healthier, less stressed back to school for parents and kids, and also how to keep your kids healthier during the entire school year. So right off the bat, as children are getting ready or even thinking about going back to school, what can parents do to help lessen their children's anxiety? And what can they do during the summer to prepare our kids for the fall?
Yeah, great question. So I think, you know, with these transitions, it's important for parents to remember that these nervous feelings and this anxiety is very normal and very appropriate. Kids and parents are built for this. What I'd start by saying to parents is, you know, these kinds of, you know, to get curious about what it is that maybe your kids are worried about. It could be that they're starting at a new school, or that maybe there's a new bus route, or just, you know, maybe the family moved to a different city or town altogether. So it's a whole new neighborhood, new everything. Part of it is just, you know, getting curious. And sometimes kids just want to air that out and get some reassurance from their parents. The other thing I would tell parents is to then start preparing. If it's possible to visit a school, if it's possible to do the new bus route ahead of time, practice it a few times so that kids are becoming more familiar with these routines, that can be really helpful. Visit the school, meet some kids in their class, just kind of lessens, you know, that sort of like unease and those feelings of like things are completely unknown. What I think also can be really helpful is then finding that routine and sticking with it. Kids, most of us, frankly, but kids especially do really well with a routine, kind of knowing what to expect day in and day out, what comes first, what comes second, what comes at the end of the day, and sticking with that as much as possible. It's a little monotonous and it's not always easy, but it reduces the stress for everybody. But really, this anxiety, this nervousness is very normal, but kids are capable of handling this, especially with the support of their parents.
Looking back, I always felt so lucky that I had a friend or two, actually, from my neighborhood going to the same preschool. So I already felt a little bit at ease. I always think, like, if every kid could just have one friend they already knew at their school, but that's not always realistic, but it helps. So are there any sort of traditions, routines, or anything in your family around the back-to-school time that you can do?
So for my family, we actually are just embarking on the school journey. My daughter is starting preschool this year, and so we're very new to it. So, you know, frankly, we've been doing these same things for the last week or so, walking her to the school, reminding her about her teacher, reminding her about like how things go at drop-off, getting back to like that bedtime schedule and that bedtime routine to make sure she's getting her sleep. And it's, you know, I think it's been good for all of us to get back to, you know, some of that routine and some of that structure. And then, you know, we did the first day photos, like we, you know, made the sign, this is my first day of preschool, what I want to be when I grow up. We don't post a lot on social media, and I don't think that's necessarily what you have to do with the photos. I think it's just nice to have them to at least look back on and just see how much kids change even over the course of a year.
Do you have any strategies for keeping our immune system strong, for keeping our kids from getting sick as much as possible as we go back into school so the whole family can stay healthy?
Yeah, that's another great question. So important. You know, I think when it comes to our immune systems and staying healthy, the basics still work. So I would start with ensuring that, you know, your kids are getting enough sleep. Depending on their age, kids can need anywhere from 8 to 12 hours of good sleep at night. Most of us do best with like a sleeping schedule, so a set bedtime and a set waking up time. And really, you know, it's okay on weekends to catch up and to catch a nap in the afternoon, but that nighttime sleep is really what's best in terms of our rest and our restoration. I would really try to optimize that as much as possible. And then it's kind of fueling our bodies with healthy foods. So making sure we're getting those fruits and vegetables every day, limiting the sugary stuff, the chips and the snacks and too much junk food, making sure you're getting something with calcium every day. So kind of an overall balanced diet and regular meals and enough hydration. I can't stress hand washing enough. You know, kids don't understand personal space and germs don't understand personal space. So hand washing is really key here, especially as we go from the summer season into cold and flu season. And then lots of families are continuing to mask, like when somebody is sick or when they're in an area where they, you know, they may not know what germs might be around or if sick people are around. And I think that's a great option too, especially if you're, you know, at a big party, big festival, a big store, on the plane. I think all those things are great strategies.
So let's say we get off to a good start with back to school, first month or two. What can parents be doing now to ensure a healthy school year down the line, next few months?
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's important to kind of anticipate what's coming up in the school year, right? So, you know, kids do all kinds of activities or sports or theater or musical, whatever the case might be. And so parents know best what are those busy times of year for their kids and their families, ensuring their routine and their schedule and staying on top of those basics like we've talked about during those busy times. I would say going into cold and flu season, make sure you've gotten your flu shots, you know, up to date on all your vaccines. And just also, I think it's important to know your school's policies whenever there is illness. And then I'd also, you know, be in touch with your doctor's office to make sure, just to see what resources they might have. You know, if your kid is sick, what's the best way to go about getting in touch or getting seen by the doctor for a sick visit or something like that?
Right. That leads me to the next question. A lot of parents are scheduling back to school physicals right now. So what are the type of things parents should be talking about with their child's doctor during these appointments?
For lots of kids, the kind of school physical, the back to school visit, is the only time in the year that they see their doctor. And so it really is meant to be a comprehensive visit. And so you're going to talk about everything, you know, kind of physical or health conditions your child might have, if there are any chronic conditions like asthma, eczema, allergies, whatever the case might be, checking in on all those things and making sure, you know, medications are appropriate, all the paperwork for school is completed. Then it's really important that the doctor will check that their vaccines are up to date and give any additional vaccines that might be due at that time. But really, it's an opportunity to check in, not just like on kind of the medical kind of physical functioning, but just their overall functioning. It's important to know how kids are doing in terms of their emotional well-being, their social well-being, and their mental health as well. During these visits, it's likely that all these things will come up in different ways. And I think it can be really helpful for parents to prepare their kids for those questions and encourage their kids to be candid and take the opportunity to get any of their questions answered as well.
Dr. Sharma, you mentioned vaccines. Why are they needed for diseases that we don't even see much of anymore? Can parents delay or skip some vaccines, or what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so my opinion, and really what I think is more important, is that we know from overwhelming data and evidence from vaccines is that vaccines are extremely effective. And ironically, the reason that we don't see many of these diseases anymore is because vaccines have been so effective in preventing them. And so we're fortunate in that way that we don't see a lot of these things anymore. But I think the downside is now people think that, well, they're not around anymore. They're not something to worry about. But we've had measles outbreaks the last several years. We've had chickenpox outbreaks here in Chicago. We've seen outbreaks of other vaccine preventable illnesses, you know, here and there over the last several years. And so while they still may be uncommon, they can be deadly, and they can also just be really the morbidity from them, right? You can get really sick. It's not something I think to take lightly. As far as an alternative schedule, you know, we have a vaccine schedule, and that schedule is used worldwide and has been studied at this point for decades. And the nice part, and, you know, I like to reassure parents that vaccines are likely the most studied intervention that we have in medicine. And as a result, they've really gotten safer over the decades that we've been using them. So a lot of those concerns about mercury and other kind of additives that we had 10, 20, 30 years ago, the vaccines are much, much safer now than really they have ever been.
Speaking of safety, is it safe to follow a quote unquote alternative schedule?
So again, there's no alternative schedule. There is a vaccine schedule. We do, when kids, for various reasons, fall behind on their vaccines, or if they've undergone like a treatment for kids who might have certain types of cancers or other illnesses in which they can't receive vaccines until they're cleared in certain ways, right? We will delay vaccines. But for the otherwise kind of healthy child, there is a vaccine schedule, and it's really best to stick with it. It also tends to, when your child stays on schedule, we have several combination vaccines that we can use. So it tends to actually limit the number of actual injections kids end up getting when you can stick to the schedule. And then that way, you know, you can kind of move about your life in peace. You know, your kids start school, you know, you're not rushing back to the doctor because you're missing something or anything else like that.
Aside from physicals, what other things should parents think of? What about any tips for keeping good lines of communication and good relationships with kids as they go through those teenage years and into adulthood? Because that's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think stay curious. You know, parents know their kids best. And so, especially with teenagers, listening goes a long way. A lot of times, I think it can even be helpful, you know, when a teen might be experiencing something or is clearly, you know, has something on their mind, to ask them, like, do you just want to vent or do you want some advice, right? Do you want help solving this problem or do you want me to just listen? And I think kids will tell you, I just want to vent or I don't need help, mom, or whatever the case might be, right? A lot of times they just want to be heard. And then I think it's just having those kind of opportunities to also normalize what they're feeling, right? So depending on where they are in those teenage years, those friends, their peers, keeping up with their peers, all that comparison to their peers can be very important. And while it may seem not so important and even frustrating to parents to kind of see their kid worried so much about what their friends are doing, this is a very normal thing for kids to experience at this part of life. And so you want them to kind of be going through that as well. I think a lot of times it's also reassuring parents that these are all normal things that kids are going through.
And best advice for parents right now as the kids are getting ready to go back to school, because sometimes parents are more anxious than the kid themselves. So what do you want parents to know about helping them along so they're not so anxious? Because sometimes kids feel that and then they think, why are they anxious? And they're anxious, you know, it's a chain reaction.
Absolutely. So I think it's important for parents to kind of check in with themselves a little bit to kind of understand their feelings, right? Parents, it's normal. You're going to worry about your kids. And I would expect that. And if parents weren't worried about their kids, I would be more concerned. You know, reassuring parents to some extent that this is what they've been preparing their kids for their whole lives. And so reminding them that their kids are ready and they're resilient and kids do well when they have parents who support them and can offer that reassurance and really kind of normalize a lot of these experiences. And then I'd also remind them that, like, your doctor's office, we're here to be a resource. And so whenever we can, you know, we deal with these kinds of issues all day long. So whenever we can kind of help and even help sometimes bridge communication issues, we're happy to do so.
That's a good idea, because maybe people don't even think of that. I could call my doctor and ask for advice because you have seen it all. So as the school year progresses and, you know, maybe other topics come up, like, I don't know, bullying or whatnot, what's your best advice for parents as the school year goes on?
So I think with issues like bullying, when those things come up, it's really important to involve the school, and I would involve them early. I think sometimes problems go on and then they reach a point where they really can't be fixed, or kids like end up really suffering a lot in the process. I would, you know, encourage parents to really work with their school, partner with their school, whether that's the teacher or principal or guidance counselor, whoever it might be, to address those kinds of issues. I would also encourage parents to continue to kind of check in with their kid. So while school, they may be having some negative experiences at school, offering that reassurance that they still are safe and loved and make the home environment kind of that safe and loving place until things can kind of settle down and sort themselves out at school, and just sort of maintain that kind of routine, that safety that really only they can provide.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to add that you think parents need to know that we didn't discuss?
Well, again, your pediatrician or your pediatric provider, we're here to be resources for you. I think a lot of times parents come to us after they've tried a lot of things, and, you know, I would encourage them to contact us early. I really encourage parents, you know your kid best. And so if something doesn't feel right, check in with them, check in with yourself, and call your doctor for help, check in with the school. You know, kids really are functioning as part of the world. You know, we want them to be doing well. individually, academically, recreationally as well. It's really important for kids to be doing lots of things in lots of settings and thriving in those different areas. And so if something feels off to you, call us. We're here to help.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. This has been so informative and helpful. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure being here with you.
Thank you. Again, that's Dr. Shipra Sharma. And to find out more, please visit cookcountyhealth.org/podcast. As we wrap up another insightful episode of Total Health Talks, make sure to visit cookcountyhealth.org/podcast and subscribe to our podcast. Share and connect with us on social media as well. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions. This is Maggie McKay signing off from Total Health Talks. Stay well.